Whoop, whoop, it's Friday. I'd be interested to know how many of you guys take Fridays off. What's the day? Send me an email at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com. Let me know what day off you take. Is it? I know a lot of pastors take Fridays off. A lot of pastors take Mondays off. A lot of church staff take the same day off every week. I'd love to hear. Boy, I've already gotten off on a tangent. We haven't even started. Hi, I'm Todd Rhodes, one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. You're listening to the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. We are here every Monday through Friday for 5 to 10 minutes of just frank talk. Sometimes it's encouraging, sometimes it's challenging, but it's all designed specifically for you, just a conversation between you and me and church staff issues. And today we're going to talk about church staffing. It's one of the things I love to talk about because that's what I do at Chemistry Staffing each and every day. Work with churches, work with candidates to help them find what we call at Chemistry healthy long-term fits. But today I want to talk about a little bit of a warning. Not every potential staff member is as good as they appear. And an analogy, an illustration I want to use here is, have you ever gone to the grocery store and bought a quart of just beautiful looking strawberries? You're really excited. You're going to go home, make some strawberry shortcake or a milkshake, or just eat them out of the little plastic box they come in or whatever. But you get them home and you open them up only to find that there were six really beautiful strawberries at the top of that container, and a quart full of half-ripe berries filling the rest of the container. I'm always amazed when I buy strawberries. It seems like this happens to me all the time. And I always pick up the container and look all the way around, and it appears that one side of the strawberry is ripe and that's the side that's on the outside of the box. It's no secret that the best berries are usually the most visible. They put them up at the top. And it's a mistake to think, my experience has told me that all the berries in the container are going to look as good as the ones that they put at the top. It seems that the only way you're going to get out is to get out of this conundrum is to take the time to dump all the strawberries out and inspect each one. And nobody does that. Nobody takes that much time. It'd be rude in a store, I guess. It's probably maybe a little socially unacceptable as well. And even though that's the best logical solution and an alternative, you're still going to end up with at least a few unripe berries. Okay, I've taken this analogy as far as I can go. But here's why I mentioned that is we do this all the time in the church world. When churches hire new staff members, many times we're just looking at the top berries and the most easily seen attributes of candidates. And I see churches do this all the time. So what are you looking at? What are those top berries that you're looking at and you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is the perfect candidate for us. They're going to be great. Here's some of the things we look at, some of the high-level things. And these may look really ripe and really great, but I'm going to tell you here in a second how to drill down a little bit. So we ask questions like, where do they go to school? Hey, we like this. I went to that school. If they went to that school, they have to be great for us. Maybe not. What degree do they have? Oh, where did they last serve? Oh, yeah, I know that church. That's a great church. If they could serve at that church, boy, they could serve here. What denomination or tribe are they in? Oh, yeah, they're in the same denomination we are. That's awesome. How old are they? How does their resume look? How do I like them personally? Did I hit it off? A lot of churches hire almost exclusively on personality. Do I like this person? Unfortunately, this is a big unfortunately, none of these top-level filters really give you necessarily an accurate representation of how a candidate would actually do long-term in your church. If you're just hiring off of all of these surface layer things, off the school that they went to and the degree that they have and where they served and their denomination and whether or not you like them personally, you're going to find a lot of times about 6 months to 12 months, maybe even 18 months after you're hired, you're going to be confused when all those berries, all those bad berries start to show up. And candidates do this too. It's not just churches. The candidates look, oh, look at their attendance. Wow. Yeah. Or their location or their budget or how much I like the pastor, how much I connected with him, how I like their denomination, or man, look at their facility. They have a beautiful facility. Oh, I can serve here. But few, if any of these criteria, if you're a candidate, will tell you how long you're going to, how well and how long you're going to be a good fit at this church. And many churches and candidates get married after the first date. They always look at those top berries. They look at the top level things, and then they wonder why their marriage isn't working out 6 months in. It's because all the ripe berries are off the top. They're gone. They've already been eaten. So here's my admonition. Here's what I tell churches. I don't usually use the strawberry analogy like I'm using today, but here's my advice to you, whether you're a candidate or whether you're a church, when hiring or when you're accepting a new position, be sure to do the due diligence. Be sure to go on that second date. Be sure to go on that third date. Ask the right questions. Probing questions. Really dig in. See if the chemistry is there. Check the integrity. Don't go entirely off of your feelings. That is the key to a long-term fruitful ministry. And it's hard work to decipher on the front end. We tell people, hey, there's five things that you need to have. We tell churches five things you need to find in a candidate. We tell candidates there's five things you need to find in your next church. And you need to be compatible. You need to have synergy in all five of these areas. And I'll tell you what they are really quick. And we're going to take a week actually on a future podcast and unpack each one of these. But there has to be a theological fit. There just has to be. There has to be church culture, what we call a church culture and DNA fit. You have to have the same philosophy of ministry. You have to be a good fit for the culture and the DNA of the church. That's number two. Number three, there has to be a good personality fit. You need to be able to mesh with the people, the personalities, and with the team. Number four, there needs to be a good skills and abilities fit. You need to be able to hire people that can do the actual job that you need them to do, or you need to go to a church that actually you have the giftings that they're looking for. Those are four, and then the fifth one is chemistry. There just has to, on top of those four, there has to be a real desire that you want to work with them and they want to work with you. So when hiring, make sure you do your due diligence. That doesn't come off of one interview. Honestly, it probably doesn't come with two interviews. We encourage every church we work with, we encourage every candidate we work with to do at least two site visits. Normally, you can get a good read after two site visits, but that's really the key to long-term ministry. You got to not just look at the top level things, not just go on that first date. You really got to dive deep, probe, and make sure if there's any yellow flags, you got to figure out what they are and then talk about it. That's one of the things that we do at Chemistry Staffing. And if you're looking to go into a new ministry position this next year, I'd love for you to go over to chemistrystaffing.com, give us your resume and profile. Doesn't cost you anything, and we can help you go through those five things and hopefully help you find a healthy fit. If you are a church that's looking to hire new staff, this is what we do all day long. And I think we do, humbly speaking, a pretty good job of helping churches match up with really great candidates. And we stand ready to help you if you are looking to hire new staff. So here's what you need to do. Just reach out to me. I'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to me at podcast@chemistrystaffing.com, and I'd love to start a conversation with you and just tell you a little bit about our approach and how we help you find a really good candidate, and if you're a candidate, how we can help you find a really great, healthy, long-term fit for your next stint in ministry. Okay, thanks so much for joining us. This is the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. We will be back here on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend and a great weekend at your church.